Well, welcome back. November is almost over. We're in the season of Advent, which was a looking forward to the Redeemer. We spoke about that last night, that they were looking. We often teach, and I've taught myself, that they were looking for a warrior king in somewhere, but we were looking for a Redeemer. And part of what we read was where Jesus was presented at the temple. And both Simeon and Anna spoke and told about him, prophesied about what he'd be. So I want to continue on in that vein and talk about speaking about Jesus. And I want to look at it in a little different way. I want to honor grandparents. Often what we've learned, generationally, we learned from our grandparents. In some cases, it wasn't parents that took kids to church or taught them. It was grandparents. And we have many grandparents in our congregation. And many people remember their grandparents fondly. Not all, but seven views. You know, the seven scriptures that speak about how important grandparents are, especially in their telling of about Jesus and speaking about scriptures. So seven encouraging verses for all the grandparents, all those who were raised by grandparents or just have good memories. First one is found in Isaiah 46:4. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you. So that's a promise, you know, that was made. Of course, you know, Isaiah was writing to the Hebrew people. He's speaking for God. But I think that's also a verse that God looks after, not just. He said, suffer the little children to come to me, but he also cares about the grandparents. And he gave these promises, even in your old age and gray hairs. Sometimes people think by the time you get old and gray, you don't have much to offer. Others think other cultures think you have the most to offer. You have wisdom and experience. You have, you know, you're a sage. All those things that you have that you can pass on. You pass on the stories and the cultures and the traditions. And often we can do that. God has no grandchildren, he only has children. But his children can pass on to their grandchildren, pass on to those around them. Even in schools, or people come in, seniors come in as grandparents, kids become a part of their life. So there's a part you play, even in your old age and gray hair. God is still with you. God will still carry you, will still sustain you, will still rescue you. And you can pass on that goodness to others.